At this year's home show, right across from 138 Construction, was Earthscapes, another Nikiski Bulldog, another story that I love because it's a Nikiski High grad who came back and is now being very successful with Earthscapes. And that's none other than Justin Baldwin. Justin, tell me about Earthscapes and what you're doing here to meet the demand on the peninsula.
So we noticed a need for the residential market. Small contractors that typically start out, they start in the residential and then have to move into commercial, and because they carry the overhead and they can't manage those costs in the residential side anymore. We focus our whole entire business plan to work on the residential market. So we're not chasing the commercial work, and we're doing everything we can to be economic for our clients and keep our expenses low so we can stay in the residential market and serve that need.
So if I have a driveway or something that I want paved, you don't require that it be 3 miles long or a certain amount. You could come in and just do a small job at my place?
We love doing small jobs. In fact, that's what we cater to. We are set up, we are strategically set up to do the small jobs. So we like even doing one tree, and we'll even do a mile of driveway for you if you want. But we tailor into the small residential market. So for all the small little cookie cutter jobs that we need to do, even the custom advanced work we can get into. But we definitely notice the need for contractors to do small projects that the average homeowner needs to be completed in a
Well, you got some pretty big equipment here, though, so it looks like you are well equipped to also do a large job if I would have one.
Yes, so our smallest skid steers is a T650, and that's roughly about 9,300 pounds. So that machine is, it helped us justify having a larger skid steer so we don't have to have the cost of a dozer to maintain. So we can use that as not only as a loader, but also as a dozer. So that's how part of our strategy to keep our costs lower. So we don't have to. So we can work in that residential market. We also have purchased equipment that allows us to do septic systems. That is one of our larger excavators. We bought a 35,000-pound excavator last year. Trying to stay into that residential side, and that's about the biggest excavator we could get to stay more on the residential side and do site preps for the general population here in this town.
Now, you are my definition of a success story, and being here for 50 years and seeing kids now come back. Go back to your high school career. Rick Abbott was your science teacher. You did the Caring for the Kenai Project. Now you're back here serving our community. We're talking to kids that are starting to graduate, that are coming out with a very similar background as you had. What would you say to them about the advantages and why you decided, rather than going to Los Angeles or someplace in the lower 48, but coming back here to the Kenai Peninsula?
So Kenai is my home. I was born and raised here, and I really wanted to give back to the community that I flourished in. I'm very blessed to be where I'm at. Not only do I own this business, but I also work for Marathon Petroleum at the refinery also. So I do both. This community has given me everything. It's given me a great base for my children, my wife, and it just keeps giving back to me, so I want to give back to my community. And I want to be part of the next generation of building blocks to this community, because it's just gave me everything. So
there it is. There's the success. I don't ask him what his math test score is, but he's serving our community. He knows what he's doing. He's got a great business right here on the Kenai Peninsula. And that's Justin Baldwin. Thank you for inspiring the next generation. Graduates, take a listen from somebody who learned and has an experience now of staying at home and doing very well. Thank you, Justin. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that earthscaping sound of KSRM.